Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex. The number here, 800-259-9231. My guest is Paul Joseph Watson, and Alex will be joining us at the 30 mark to tell us what's going on in New York. Alex is also was on C-SPAN telling the truth. They weren't able to cut it. It was live. We heard that from Sherry, that Alex was on C-SPAN. They let it get out on the national television telling the truth. And Alan from Texas just called, and he was asking about what was going on regarding the reporters. Are they trying to silence them? Well, in Iraq, there have been 51 dead now. Of course, these are reporters who weren't embedded. And are they putting out warnings? Well, look what they did with the anthrax right after 9/11. Of course, they're putting out warnings to reporters. You follow the line or you're in real trouble. Paul, isn't that their tactic? They can't allow the truth to come out, can they?
Well, no, and the Iraq analogy is key, because before they went into Najaf and, you know, bombed it to bits, I mean, they said to the journalist, you leave or you be executed. And that's the same policy they've been following right from before the war even started, when they said that, in a BBC report this came out, that the Pentagon had given the order to fire down upon independent journalists who were reporting from Iraq. The policy was to kill any independent journalists, which is why we saw a wave of deaths of independent journalists in Iraq, like the Reuters photographer who stumbled across a mass grave that was being used to bury US troops so the casualty numbers wouldn't get back to the public in America. So that's the process that they went through in Iraq right from the start, and the tactic that the caller mentioned could indeed be used. I mean, on Monday we had the filmmakers who were making a film about a protest, and the police came up and arrested the characters in the film, the fictional characters in the film, for wearing bandanas, while they'll let all these provocateur black bloc anarchists who wear full face masks go free.
There's another issue, Paul. They're saying that the protesters there, they're anarchists. They're all anarchists. They aren't all anarchists. How are they getting by with that one?
Well, there's a wide spectrum of protesters, but to label them as anarchists and troublemakers will obviously lead to the justification of the crackdown that then ensues. I mean, I don't agree with many of the issues that these protesters are campaigning about, but the bottom line is the First Amendment, and that's being squashed in New York, and they're creating the pretext for even more police state and later protests. So, I mean, it's obvious to see what's going on.
You're opposed to the police state, you want to make a difference, you're opposed to terrorism, you want to fight it, then you've got to get the message out. You've got to tell people to turn on the radio and listen to the Alex Jones Show just for a week or two, and then tell us what you think. Listen to Alex Jones, listen to my program, Erskine Overnight, but listen to the Genesis programs, and you will begin to appreciate what's going on. Also, get a copy of American Dictators, the staged election of 2004. Police State 1, Police State 2, Police State 3 are videos that Alex has put forward on Police State 1, 2, and 3, and the Matrix of Evil. You'll find out what's happening. Give those videos to your friends. If you don't have a copy of it, if you do have a copy, get it out and play it. When someone goes over the house, you say, hey, look, here's something I think you might like to see, or give it to them and say, I want it back, but here's a copy of it. Look at this and tell me what you think. I've got a friend who makes 30 copies of everything. Alex says, go ahead, do it, because he wants the information out. Let's go immediately to my friend Steve, listening up in Colorado. Steve, welcome to Alex Jones.
Yeah, hey there, Erskine. Haven't talked to you for a long time. How's
no,
it going?
It looks like we're going to take a short break, Steve, but as soon as we get back, you are on, absolutely, as soon as we get back with Paul Joseph Watson. Good to hear from you, Steve. Hang on now. We'll be right back with you.
Alex J.
Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Indeed, there is a war on for your mind. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. My program's Erskine on radio.com. The program's called Erskine Overnight. Get in touch with me. Just write to me at erskineonradio.com. And coming up on the 11th of September... there's a propitious day, September 11th at 10:30 Pacific time. Now, I think it's 1:30 a.m. East Coast time. So you better turn your lights off. Otherwise, they'll think you're up to something bad and your neighbors could get you in trouble. But you can turn on your computer or you can listen to your radio station because Paul Joseph Watson will be on with me for an hour and a half, and you're more than welcome to call in. Also, this week on the program, the very first hour at midnight East Coast time, we're having Donald Scott, and he's going to talk about the real origin of AIDS and chronic fatigue, how it came out of our own government's research program. Going to be a fascinating program. And then the last hour this week, we're having Harry Brown. My friend Steve in Colorado. Steve, you've got a question for Paul Joseph Watson.
Yeah, hi there, Erskine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So good to hear from you again. This book, Order Out of Chaos, is one that if you haven't got, you better get it. It's wonderful.
Okay. All right. I haven't actually got it yet. But my question for him was if he remembers who it was on the, I think it was on your program, or I mean on Alex's program, that it was mentioned that there was one of the speakers on the at the convention there that had mentioned that the Patriot Act was okay. They were trying to to say from the podium there of the convention that the Patriot Act was not to be feared and et cetera. So was that you, Paul, that mentioned that?
It wasn't me, no. I haven't actually been able to catch much of the speech. It might have been our friend Arnold there, because he went into how, you know, it was a police state back in Austria and how we're all so free in America today, you know, as the police outside of beating old ladies in the face. So it might have been Arnie, I'm not sure.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, you know, the sad thing is that the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party, which are today's neocons, have finally taken over the Republican Party. The true Republicans have been kind of basically ostracized and squelched. So now we've
got those of us like myself who believed in a smaller government, who believed in a government responsible, government out of the people's bedrooms, out of everything, let us do our own thing. The conservative, as I grew up thinking I was conservative, we're gone. We no longer have a place. We were for government fiscal responsibility. We're gone. There's no place for us in the party. Pat Buchanan wrote an excellent article about that, Steve.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate truth, is that the true Republicans have been successfully squelched. Excuse me. And so now we have all the neocons that are basically controlled by the same people that are controlling the Democrat Party, and it's really pretty sad.
Yeah, which skull and bones you want to vote for? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Thanks for the call, Steve. Dan, welcome to Alex Jones' program.
Hey, Erskine, Paul, how are y'all? Very
great
quickly,
and wonderful. What about you, Dan? You got a question for Paul?
Yes, I do. Paul, I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber, and anyone out there listening who is not needs to be. If they're spending $50 a month on regular cable TV, they're wasting their money. Paul, what I wanted to ask you, I hate to ask this because it sounds like a special request, but I'm an attorney, and I've been through Sunday through Wednesday, I was very involved in a trial and was not able to catch any of Alex's reports from New York, either during the 11 to 2 section or when it was repeated later in the evening from 9 to midnight. Is there any chance that maybe by the weekend those could be archived on Prison Planet TV so I could see them?
Yeah, certainly. I put one up, which was the August 31st, which was a couple of days ago. Obviously, I'm going to put today's up because Alex will be talking about his C-SPAN appearance. So then I'll throw in the other two as well, the one from Monday and the one on Friday. So, yes, they will all be archived on the website by the weekend.
Okay. I sure appreciate that.
That's okay.
All you got to do is ask for it, Dan. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, and thanks for subscribing to the Prison Planet. Let's go immediately to Darren in Colorado. Darren.
Yes, thank you. I have a perception I'd like to put forth to your guest there. When the Constitution was written, it was written for the people's good, and that's the way laws should be. And now, if there's a weakness that can be made stronger, then we're allowed to do that. Under the Constitution, what it does is it gives us freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to defend that assembly, to challenge authority in case we think they're taking yours and my loved one's future away from them. But the people in their heart who are in the government know that the police are going to be sent against that assembly, even though they're in agreement with you. The mother would be against it, whose son's in the military, who would later be sent against it. It's against the ATF, FBI, CIA, who would be sent against that assembly, even if they're in agreement. And so, in that perception, those same people would want the public disarmed. Now,
well, of course they would. I think they put the Second Amendment in the Constitution not to protect you from a bank robber or not to protect you from somebody breaking into your house, but to protect you from the government.
Right.
The Constitution was written, as I read the Constitution, to keep the government in check, to keep the government in check, because your rights come from God, not from the government. That was the key, and that's what made our constitutional form, our constitutional republic, so beautiful, is that your rights are guaranteed by God. They're not given to you by the government.
So what I would like to do is try to strengthen that just a little bit with a little more commentary, and that's that these same people, okay, when they're standing in a line as an individual, among 500 others, and they think they're the only ones that think the way they do, that they're against what's going on, but they're forced to do that to keep their paycheck and the roof over their children's head. So, if we change our motives to where we feel that these police officers, when they're told to do something they know is wrong, they need a refuge. So if we change our motives in direction to make sure that our police have a refuge at home, and we all work toward that refuge at home, to where we make sure we're loving our next-door neighbors, ourselves, doing the good deeds to become bonded, so we give these people a refuge. ATF, FBI, CIA. If we work toward that, then the same government people would want you armed to make sure their family is safe. You're no longer a threat because of the message you're sending out, which states the motives we're really after. And so, in that sense, it is a form of unity, but it's for the good of everybody. Now, it makes it to where those same people feel that a rescue is on the way, and that if they aren't being told to do something they know is wrong, what other place do they need to feel safe than at home? You have millions of listeners, and if we all work toward getting that refuge established for each of these people who are good people, who work within the government, it would actually bring it to where the injustice of saying against these people who would be sent against that assembly.
Okay, I don't know how I feel about that. How do you feel, Paul?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, yeah, we need to educate the police, but the big question is, you know, how extreme do the orders have to get before the police say no? And in one sense, you say that, yeah, police are good individuals, especially if we educate them on a grassroots level. But then on the flip side, there have been psychological experiments throughout the decades which show that any instruction from authority is obeyed under the right conditions. I mean, there was the famous experiment where people were said to have been giving electric shocks to other participants in the experiment, and they were told to give an electric shock which would normally kill the other person, and the vast majority gave the electric shock, which shows that the human submissiveness to authority is paramount. So when that order comes down for the police, for example, to take people into concentration camps, will their natural human goodness reject that and disobey the order, or will that innate kind of submissiveness to any kind of presumed authority go ahead and obey the order? So that's why we need to educate police as to the very nature of authority and, you know, the commands that they should and should not follow.
Thanks for the call, Darren. A couple of other things. You had the Guy Cunningham report that came out, 29 Palms, with the Marines fire on Americans, and that wasn't a very pleasant report. The other thing that I noticed is when you're talking about the police, they're taking police and they are now deputizing them as U.S. Marshals so that they will be under the Patriot Act and able to operate under all of the auspices of the Patriot Act. So your local police are very rapidly disappearing. Bam, boom, they're being deputized. They're now U.S. Marshals. The man may still have, or a lady may still have, a badge saying, I'm a police officer in Utica, New York, or I'm a police officer in Austin, Texas, but they now are also U.S. Marshals. The other thing that I noticed in Phoenix, they have the Department of Justice, FBI, and the Sheriff of Maricopa County, and they put out a document called If You Encounter Any of the Following, the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Among those that you should watch out for are anybody who says they have Christian identity. Christian identity. Well, that would be a lot of us. Anybody who is a defender of the U.S. Constitution against the federal government and the U.N. or a super patriot? That would be a bunch of us. Lone individuals? That could be some of us. All of these you were supposed to call the FBI. This is what they were going for. This is what they are going for. So when it comes to be nice to your police, certainly be nice to them, but let's use some common sense. We'll be back. 800-259-9231. Paul Jokerson is our guest.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, it's the T-Rex of the political talk. It's the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex. And we're going immediately to the volunteer state and Aaron. Aaron, you're on with Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I've been
more than welcome.
I've been listening for about 3 months now, and I was just wanting to know, how is it right for the government to profile people who stay up past one or to question the government, but not to profile people coming in across our borders if the so-called terrorists came across the borders, came from out of the country?
Well, let me say this. We've done a lot of programs, as Alex has done a lot of programs, and you've heard on Erskine Overnight, you've heard on Alex Jones about the illegal aliens coming across and how there are virtually no restraints and no issues. The number that are coming across and piling into America, estimated to be, what is it, 15 million or more that are in, and, I mean, they have had people coming over who are of various extracts, not just Mexican, but various extracts. You've got truckers who are now going throughout America. Truck drivers should be up in arms about what's happening to the trucks coming across from Mexico. Profiling, yeah, I think they ought to certainly be looking at it. We ought to maintain borders in America first. Your comment on what he was talking about, Paul?
Well, yeah, as I've been talking about throughout the show, the real threats are ignored. You know, the terrorists coming across the borders is the main threat. Another big threat is arming of China. Republicans during Clinton's re-election campaign cried foul that, you know, he was using arms to China to fund his campaign, and many of the whistleblowers who spoke out against it, like Ron Brown, were killed for doing so. But now I've posted an article on PrisonPlanet.com with the headline, Bush Administration Removes Barriers on Sale of Nuke Reactors to China. And now officially all the sanctions, all the controls, all the barriers have been taking off exporting nuclear components to China, because now apparently it's okay to trust China that they won't use the technology for weapons proliferation.
They won't use the weapons, right, as North Korea, etc. And also, you know, we can't afford to make China too upset, or Walmart won't have anything to sell.
Well, it's the same country, China, that's increasing military expenditure, you know, military build-up, 9% a year. And over the last few months, we've carried articles which lay out China's stated intention to invade Taiwan within the next 2 years. And the Bush administration's response has basically been, you know, go right ahead, we'll do nothing to stop you. And in the face of them hyping the threat from Iran and North Korea, as you mentioned, their development of the nuclear bomb, they're now shipping a shopping list of nuke parts to China, who have armed and continue to arm Iran and North Korea. So again,
Are they forgetting that it's still communist China?
Well, it's overtly communist, and it goes back to the old self-fulfilling prophecy. As I document in Order Out of Chaos, they're building up the enemies they need in preparation for a third world war while introducing bills for a draft, because as is contained in the Project for a New American Century documents, they plan for multi-theater wars, with the ultimate goal being war with China, and they need hundreds of thousands of dead Americans to achieve that goal. So again, it goes back to ignoring the real threats while targeting American citizens, like people who put bumper stickers on their car and people who stay up past 1 a.m. as potential terrorists, while the real threats
are ignored. Make no mistake, Congressman Regal has proposed a bill, Senator Hollings has a bill, there are a number of bills about a draft. You're going to see that immediately after the election. Any other comments on that, Aaron?
No, sir. You guys answered my questions, and I just want to say keep up the good work.
Thank you. Get yourself a copy of American Dictators, the staged election 2004. You'll see much more about it. Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, welcome to Alex Jones.
Thank you. I want to mention about this federal grand jury investigation of Richard Cheney.
Yes. Did you by any chance, Fred, see 60 Minutes Sunday night when they had about the Halliburton doing the business in the Caymans and how many people work there? How many people would you think work in their Caymans office, which is their main headquarters?
Yeah, I caught that.
Zero.
I caught, but I want to tie that into an Alex Jones article about Patriot 2, because Alex Jones himself comments about Section 128 of Patriot 2, quote.
Let's talk about that when we get back, Fred. I want you to hold on because this is really important to talk about Patriot 2 and Richard Cheney. We'll be right back after these very, very brief words. Fred, hang on. Hang on. Our number 800-259-9231. We will be joined with Alex very shortly.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Houston-based Kellogg Brown & Root was a Halliburton subsidiary when Mr. Cheney was president of Halliburton. They did the fine of $3.8 million for exporting U.S. goods to Libya in violation of U.S. sanctions. Cheney did nothing to stop the fraud. Halliburton's accountant, Arthur Anderson, the Enron-like accounting scheme under Cheney's watch. You've also got, well, we can just go on and on and on about the Cheney connection, the man who still believes the Al-Qaeda connection to Saddam Hussein, or at least is telling everybody about that. And we're talking with a gentleman, Fred, who's got a lot to tell us. And go ahead, Fred.
Okay, I want to say that I look back at an Alex Jones article, Total Police State Takeover. That's the title of his article, and he has mentions, talks about Patriot 2, and he says, quote, Section 128 allows the federal government to place gag orders on federal and state grand juries and to take over the proceedings. It also disallows individuals or organizations to even try to quash a federal subpoena. So you have an investigation, and under Patriot II, the federal government can hijack a grand jury, which is supposed to be something that, you know, is independent.
Oh, there's no question about that. Paul, you got a comment on it?
Well, yeah, just to add something else. I mean, the myth peddled by the establishment media is that Cheney, as we know, he's resigned from Halliburton several years ago, no longer makes money out of these deals. When I've got a London Guardian article from March 1203, Cheney is still paid by Pentagon contractor Halliburton, the Texas company which has been awarded the Pentagon's contract to put out potential oil field fires in Iraq and which is bidding for post-war construction contracts, is still making annual payments to its former chief executive, the Vice President Dick Cheney. The payments, which appear on Mr. Cheney's 2001 financial disclosure statement, are in the form of deferred compensation of up to $1 million a year. So that myth that he's not involved with it anymore is defeated by the fact that they're still making annual payments to him.
So he's still making money from Halliburton, and you've not only got that, but you've also got selling goods now, according to 60 Minutes, to Iran, selling goods to other nations that they say are promoting terrorism.
Yeah.
This is tantamount to what Prescott Bush did, and Paul, what did Prescott Bush do? I mean, this is in your order out of chaos. Wasn't he one of the people who financed Adolf Hitler?
Well, yeah, he ran the steel, and many of the bombings which took place in Germany focused away from the kind of factories where the Bush money, was wrested. So he did arm Hitler, and he funded Hitler's war machine to a massive degree. So it's just a continuation of that kind of policy.
You had Prescott Bush doing the same thing that Dick Cheney's doing, so you can see the similarity there. Neither one, and both of them are coming down with the Patriot bills, and we have fewer and fewer openings with the government. These Patriot bills makes the government more enclosed, makes us, we've lost our privacy. The government has encompassed itself in a cocoon of paperwork to where you can't find out what's going on anymore.
Erskine,
that's what's been happening.
Erskine.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask, what does Paul know about this sound weapon? Because I caught some footage of a demonstration, and it sounded like a high-pitched, very
perceptive of you. Yes, there are reports of that being used in New York, aren't there, Paul?
Yeah, it's a white police armored Humvee vehicle, which on it is mounted this acoustic sound weapon, which puts out decibels at high levels to disperse large numbers of people. And I had reports Tuesday night that they rolled it into Union Square. I don't think they actually used it. It was just a kind of fear device. But as the protests are set to escalate tonight during Bush's speech, there is a possibility that they will use it tonight.
Absolutely right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Nick in Texas. Nick, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
You mentioned earlier a story about how they're federally deputizing police so that they're going to fall under the Patriot Act.
Yes.
I know a prison guard at a minimum security prison here in Central Texas, and about 3 weeks ago he told me that they were going to be federally deputized, and I asked him why. At the time, he insinuated it was so the Bush administration could claim that they put X amount of more police on the street by reclassifying these prison guards as federal deputies. And now it seems that perhaps it would be so that they would fall under the Patriot Act. And I'm just curious what the implication is with all these newly deputized federal employees falling under the Patriot Act.
To my way of thinking, that by putting them under the Patriot Act standards to where they can have greater powers, and they are operating now as a federal police force, it's taking the control away from your local police and putting it in the hands of the federal police, would be my thinking about it. What's yours, Paul?
Well, yeah, we had a story last night out of United Press International which talks about a fired prison guard in Chicago called John Burge, who was claim 108 men, you know, they claim they were victims of torture, electric shock, suffocation, and other abuse over the 20 years that Burge was in the police force. So those are the kind of people that they want to put out there on the streets. And I mean, again, this fusing the military with the police is because the military treat us as the enemy. The old definition of a peace officer that we help and he helps us is gone. We're now the enemy, which is why they're doing this.
Where preserve and protect is totally gone. The terms preserve and protect is totally gone, and it is completely changed. Very good observation, Nick. I appreciate the call. Let's go immediately to Larry in Arizona. Larry, you're on Alex Jones. This is Erskine, along with Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm glad that the name Hitler came up before, because I have a World War II question I'd like to address to Paul. And basically, I'd like to have your take on the so-called miracle at Dunkirk and Hess's secret mission to London. What's your take on that, Paul?
The miracle at Dunkirk, is that where the ghost army appeared? I'm not sure about that one.
That's the one where the British army was, after France was routed by the Germans, the British army was stuck there on the beach at Dunkirk. The Germans could have destroyed them, but they let them go, and all of the boats, fishing boats, whatever, came from England and escorted the English army back to England, let them continue fighting the war.
I haven't researched that in any depth, so I can't really comment on that.
And your second question?
About Rudolf Hess's secret mission to London. If you have any inside information about that, what that might have been about.
Yeah, I mean, that was right before the war started, and it was a reconciliation agreement in Britain. Around half of the royal family, I think, and this later came out in reports which we covered over the last couple of years, around half of the British royal family wanted to go ahead and accept that agreement and appease Hitler, because obviously the British royal family, their genealogical roots tie in with Hitler and the Saxe-Coburg. So there was a movement amongst the British royals to appease Hitler right before the war started, so that's what was going on with the Hess visit, but obviously Churchill rejected it.
I thought that happened in 1941 when the war was already going on, and then they locked them up instead.
I think it happened in 1941. I think there were also efforts at appeasement right before the war started, so I think there's at least two examples where that kind of thing happened.
You have to also look at the situation when the United States declared independence from Great Britain in 1776. King George back then, King George back then didn't even speak English. He spoke German. Okay, let's go immediately to, let's see, who is it? In Illinois? Is this Bob? Robert?
Hello?
Robert.
Yeah, Erskine.
Yes.
First of all, the answer to the last question, the quote-unquote miracle at Dunkirk, there's an excellent explanation in that in Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty website, and what Hitler's purpose was is that if someone comes to understand it, Hitler was trying to prevent the Bolsheviks, which really was the Russian movement westward, was nothing more than the expansion of the International Revolution of 1917 from Russia to all of Western Europe. And Hitler recognized, he said, quote-unquote, there's two entities whose presence and activity is indispensably necessary to the stability of the world, and that is the British Empire and the Catholic Church. And so he had an interest. He was trying to ally with Britain against the Russian expansion into all of Europe, which was phase number two of the International Revolution, which anyone who's read Prodigals of Elders of Zion and the Babylonian Talmud would understand that they couldn't take over the British Empire until they had taken over all of Europe, and that's the purpose. They financed Hitler to raise up a boogeyman as the pretext upon which the Russian horde would move west and take all of Europe. That's the whole point of their financing of Hitler. But in any event,
so the same thing's happening today. Okay.
That's right. So the Hitler was just a boogeyman. He would have been nothing more than Corporal Hitler and a failed art student if it hadn't been for the Bolsheviks who financed him to raise him up as a pretext. But the issue I was specifically going to get to is I'm in the city of Chicago here, and we have Mayor Richard Daley, who's an absolutely abominable pro-genocide, gun control, rabid fanatic. And the other thing is he's imposing his morality on Alan Keyes. He's demanding Alan Keyes apologize for statements that were in no way argumentative or offensive to anyone, when Alan Keyes merely explicated his religious position in regard to homosexuality. But I've been outside of the mayor's city hall, basically trying to wake people up in regard to the issue of gun control and show them how it has absolutely nothing to do with the prevention of crime, because crime rates always go down where people are allowed to carry weapons, and they always go up where gun control is imposed. But I have two specific questions, and that is, I'm wondering if anyone's read the article by Mike Vanderwall, What Good is a Handgun Against an Army? And I'm looking for material that I would read through the megaphone to the public outside of City Hall in Chicago, so that through rhetorical questioning and Socratic method, people can come to the conclusion themselves that they can't afford not to be armed to the teeth against this tyrannical government. Richard Daley obviously is a Rothschild prostitute who's one of the
Let me give you a book and a person whom I would recommend to you. It is Dial 911 and Die by Richard Stevens. It's how the police have no obligation to help you or anything else. And the other person that I would get in touch with is Aaron Zellman. AaronZellman, and it's Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Very good.
JPFO. Good organization, and I think that's a person whom you would have a lot in common with and would really appreciate. I've had him on my program. Wonderful person. And Richard Stevens, Dial 911 and Die, lays the story out. Everywhere they've taken over guns, they have killed the people.
Two other quick questions. I'm wondering what the cameras are set up. There's got to be cameras on all the corners of those buildings. And if I should get falsely arrested in terms of preserving a civil rights claim against the police, because I'm going to do everything I can to get under Daley's skin and prevent him from getting away, Richard Daley, with the maintaining of the pretext that he is trying to do anything for the public's interest. Richard Daley has 4 or 5 bodyguards at the public's expense, and yet in Chicago we can't even own any type of handgun, much less carry any type of weapon. The only thing you can own
is... Well, then that makes the city completely safe, doesn't it? You don't even need a bodyguard or anything. You have no drive-by shootings or anything in Chicago, no hold-ups or anything, because you can't carry handguns. That should be the safest city in the world.
The murder capital of the world, of course. But the other thing I was going to ask is real quick, is if you would comment on, first of all, do you know, in terms of what cameras, there's got to be cameras in all those city buildings. Wouldn't that be correct at this juncture? In other words, if I'm standing out on City Hall...
You can always anticipate they've got cameras everywhere, Robert. You can anticipate that. And one of the people who talks about the surveillance state that we're under is Paul Joseph Watson in Order Out of Chaos. Aren't we under a complete surveillance anywhere you go, more or less, today?
Well, yeah, in London alone, there are 4.2 million cameras, so we've got this movement where there's...
Come on, how many? 4.2 million cameras?
That we know of, at least.
Oh.
So it's safe to conclude, then, if I do get... Something happens to me on a city street around City Hall, there's definitely going to be film. I just have to go through the discovery process of a federal lawsuit to subpoena...
Oh, yeah, there's film somewhere, no matter what you do. Robert, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave in Colorado. Dave.
How you doing, Paul?
Good.
Listen, I got a couple questions. I kind of wanted to know where I could catch Alex on C-SPAN. And my second question was, I was watching a Republican convention, and they had the a senator from Georgia, Zeal, standing up.
Zell Miller, right?
Yeah, he was praising the Republican Party and everything. And has that ever happened before? I mean, it seems like the Democrats' jaws would have hit the ground on something.
Oh, now wait a minute. You had Ron Reagan at the Democrat Party.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, people like to use people from other parties if they get the opportunity to, but, you know, you've always had your, what they used to call them, Blue Dog Democrats and one thing another, and they had the Red Republicans, and so they've always had people who were kind of wishy-washy and on one side or the other of the line. So there, it always looks good if you can bring somebody else out and say, okay, here's somebody from the other side who's working with us now. You can tell they've changed. They even see the light. People love that. I mean, it just sells. It goes.
Well, I mean, take Mayor Bloomberg as an example. Before he became mayor of New York, there were several reports of his funding of both the Democrat and Republican parties. Giuliani was the same. So, I mean, they cross over at will because, as we know, the rhetoric is different, but the agenda in the two parties is the same. Regarding the first question about the C-SPAN thing, we're still waiting to get that. We've looked on the C-SPAN website and it's not on there as far as we've looked, so we're asking for anyone who managed to take that to rip it into a media file and email it to me, or if that's not possible, then send a hard copy to Alex, and then we'll be able to get it on the website within a few days. So we're still trying to get that up.
You betcha. The key to it is it was a live interview. Am I right, Paul? That was live. They weren't able to cut Alex.
As far as I know, it was live, but as soon as he started talking about the New World Order, they cut the feed. So, I mean, that's what I've heard.
Let's go to Al in California. Al?
Hi.
Hi, well, Al. You got a question for Paul Joseph Watson, or you have a comment?
I have a question, and, yeah, I got a couple of questions. Paul, this one's for Paul. Do you know anything about Hitler's doubles and Saddam's doubles and the originals and what happened to them and where they are? Because I was reading a little bit on Hitler's doubles and hitting Hitler himself.
I don't know about Hitler. There were several reports that his double or Hitler himself was secreted away to Argentina after the war had ended, that he didn't actually die, and that was in the National Security Archive, so that's what I read about that.
Let's get back. Hold on, Al. We'll be right back with you talking about doubles on Alex Jones, www.infowars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies of disinformation. You better believe it's the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine sitting in for the one and only Alex Jones, along with my guest, Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. As always, let me give out some websites, www.infowars.com, www.prisonplanet.com, where you can get a copy of American Dictators, the staged election of 2004. Also, Police States 1, 2, and 3. Those videos have come to fruition. They're coming in very quickly. And Matrix of Evil, plus Paul Joseph Watson's amazing book, Order Out of Chaos. And one of the things that I noticed, we're talking about what's happening with the state and talking about videos such as the Police State 1, 2, and 3 that Alex has put out. They've got a couple of reasons that they're doing these holding pens. One, you instill terror. Number two, you get people used to seeing a de facto militarization of the nation's cities with these security sweeps, holding pens, tanks, helicopter gunships, the whole thing. Matter of fact, they're even using the Fuji blimp overhead there. It's not for your security anymore. It has become security of the state. That is a very alarming development. And Al was asking you about doubles, and you explained that Hitler had a double that may have made it to Argentina. Saddam, I think, had 19 different doubles. And I'm looking at pictures, and other people have looked at pictures of President Bush with the Widow's Peak, without the Widow's Peak. It looks to me like he's using doubles with big ears, without big ears. It looks to me like they have doubles of President Bush. Or am I being too conspiratorial, Paul?
I don't know about President Bush, but certainly we know that Saddam had several doubles before the war in Iraq started. And many of people have pointed out that when he was captured, his beard had grown several inches within the space of a few months, which was impossible. His hair was dyed jet black, so he was supposed to be in this hole, and yet he had a plentiful supply of hair dye. People have looked at the photographs, you know, during the trial, which took place back in July, and there's a gap in his teeth which the Saddam that was captured didn't have. We had, on the day the war started in Iraq, photos of Saddam. Most of your listeners will remember wearing the thick spectacles, didn't look like Saddam. We had this skinny Saddam doing a walkabout around Baghdad in the middle of the war in April. That wasn't Saddam. So, I mean, who knows how many Saddams there are. And, I mean, we've had the reports that Saddam, whichever Saddam it is, has cancer and will die within 2 years. So whether they want to kill him off that way and not have him blow the whistle on the fact that he was armed, you know, by people like Donald Rumsfeld back in the early 80s, or whether they will keep him alive with one of his doubles, who knows? I mean, the choice is up to them, but definitely
the Saddam thing is like Santa Claus. Every store, there's a different Santa Claus. Every door behind it, there's a different Saddam. It's like going to different department stores. Well, this Santa doesn't look like the last one. Well, it is, but it's still Santa. And it's still Saddam. It's still Saddam. Here's another one. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Al, any other comments?
Yeah, I was doing some internet searching on that, just typing in and searching Hitler's double, Saddam's double. One of the websites was kind of funny. They had Saddam's doubles on Hollywood Squares.
I love it. Al, I want to thank you for the call.
All right, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Let's go immediately to Barbara in West Virginia. Virginia, one of my favorite places in the entire country. Hi, Barbara. Mountain Mama, West Virginia. That's what they call the state.
You got me. Hey, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
And
I'll be gentle.
I'm excited, you know. I'm one of these open-minded people who wants to be informed, you know. But I got a couple comments I wanted to make.
And Barbara, why don't you hold on? And you're on the air. We're going to put you on right after we do our little quick opening. So you just hang on. We're not trying to cut you off or anything. We'll be real gentle with you. So we'll be back with Barbara from West Virginia and Paul Joseph Watson right after a very, very short couple of minutes. So hang on. Berkey.